Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Eric Osnes. I'm with Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas at Team Reba.
And we have with us Herman Kazlias with Washington Business Week, talking about a fantastic program for high school students to learn how to put a business together, mentor with business leaders on our college, local college campuses. So welcome again. Thanks for coming. Spend some time with us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So what are some success stories you've had from this program?
Well, I think the success stories really come from seeing the adults now that have gone through our program when they were teens, and now they're in their own right community leaders. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I was
going
to say, if it's been
now,
around 40 years, yeah, there's got to be several that have come back.
Now we're seeing the kids of these folks coming back through our program, and a lot of times they're saying, you know, I'm sending Johnny or Janie because I went through the program. So those are the real success stories.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of our alumni are involved in our board, and they are now advocating on our behalf, going out to the community, bringing in those corporate donors, making sure that you know, we're staying solvent in all this, and so
solvent. That's a very good thing to do.
Yes,
teach these kids how to stay solvent.
Absolutely,
that's
right. If we're going to be teaching them business skills, we better
yes.
be. You know,
be sure to remind them they need to be in
well.
Business 2 years before yes. they can qualify for a mortgage.
There you go.
Okay, so they got to have good P&Ls, good tax returns.
Sure.
Stay
right.
solvent.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, throughout all this, you know, not only are the students challenged through the simulated business environment, but we support their learning by bringing in subject matter experts, people that are in the business world. They're the entrepreneurs, the marketers, they're the CEOs, the leaders, and they're the ones that are supporting this effort as well.
Yeah.
They get up in front of the students and share their own success stories, their own challenges.
Yeah. Now, if someone wants to volunteer, either you know, I imagine you need judges, or you need some subject matter experts. How would they do that?
All of the above. Well, first of all, they can get in touch with us by going to our website. And so our website is very simple. It's, you know, wbw.org. So WashingtonBusinessWeek.org. And through there, you'll find a variety of different opportunities to engage with us. And so certainly if you are a subject matter expert in, you know, leadership, marketing, communications, for instance, if you're the expert, you know, you bring your expertise, we have the stage. And so we're looking for folks that can support the learning that way. We're always looking for volunteers that can spend an entire week away from their family, their work, that can, again, dedicate some time to guiding and mentor the students through the prescribed curriculum that we offer.
So do you have people who travel to this then?
Yeah, so we do. We have people that will travel to these different campuses. I'll tell you right now, about 40 to 45% of our volunteers come from the Boeing company. So the Boeing company actually utilizes this as part of their professional development. So if we're challenging someone to teach another person about leadership, you have to really understand.
Oh, it's very smart. It's almost like having a farm system for future rock star employees.
Absolutely. And so, you know, we're really creating that ready and excited workforce for these wonderful companies that we have in and around the Puget Sound area. And so the volunteers are there not only to reinforce their own core values, right, their own core competencies, but to help that next generation be ready. So the volunteers, again, we're always looking for folks that can spend an entire week with the students. And then, of course, I mentioned the competition is a business competition that gets judged at the end of the week. Typically, it's a half-day commitment from 8 to noon. We need judges, people that can come in from the community. And judging is the easiest way to probably give back. Everybody can give a half day.
Sure.
And again, to spend it in a Shark Tank-like environment, right? I just mentioned I make you an instant billionaire by giving you Business Week bucks. You get to go around and listen to the products and services of these students. And so it's a wonderfully energizing environment. And the students really get to understand that adults care. And so we always need judges. And then the last part that I mentioned that's been very fulfilling for me in this job is seeing a lot of the folks that have gone through this program that are now coming back and are part of our board and are out there advocating with our community members, really raising the funds necessary to be able to support this. And so we're always looking for donors, people that are interested in supporting students.
Okay. Now, do you have any types of regular fundraising events that you carry on?
Yeah, in fact, actually, we have a wonderful coming up, wonderful fundraising event coming up on October 7th. It's our benefit breakfast. It's from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's going to be at the Microsoft campus. And so,
which one?
Well, it's the one in Redmond. I know which one,
main
right?
Main campus?
Yeah, main campus over in Redmond. I know there's a variety of different buildings
now.
And so on.
Okay.
But the benefit breakfast is really there to help create access for a lot of the students that otherwise wouldn't have the financial means to be able to attend our programs. And so it's a wonderful program that we put on, a great breakfast. We always have someone like Brad Good, for instance, mm-hmm. from Como 4 to, you know, be able to kind of MC the event. Mm-hmm. But the idea is that we're all gathered there to support access for the right. students.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Fun.
No, I'm a big fan of all of this. I'm glad that I'm learning more about it because, as I was telling you, Herman, we got connected, not in a random way, but through a connection I have who's connected with your organization. And mm-hmm. they were like, hey, please have Washington Business Week on. And I think it'd be perfect for your show. And I was like, okay, but I didn't know that much about it yet. But the more that I'm just sitting here hearing about it, I've got a whole bunch of people that I want to be like, did you know about this?
Right. I'm excited about it. It just amazes me. I've lived in this community my whole life, and there's every week I learn mm-hmm. something new about, you know, this group or that group doing some really, really cool things.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, in this realm, I'm going to challenge that, you know, a lot of our kids can make it through high school without learning the ability to formulate coherent writing and sentences and, mm-hmm. and all the other business skills that come into play. So if you've got a program like yours that can really kind of help take them to the next level and prep them for college and for careers, that's fantastic.
Well, for me, it's really the business and the career piece because my industry brings people in of all kinds of backgrounds. And it's a very low barrier of entry. And the mm-hmm. reason people struggle and fall out of this industry is because they don't know how to run a business. And so, heck, I want to go grab a bunch of real estate agents and send them this. And be like, you might be a little old for it, but you could learn something or two. But
we will take you up on that offer. You'd be surprised how often we have the adults coming away and saying, I learned just as much as the students did.
Well, and that's the whole thing is, you know, I started my career at what I thought was, you know, fairly low level. I was, you know, doing inside sales and that kind of thing. And a big part of my understanding of business really came from all the problems that came up in the course of a business day, you know, because I'd have to call people and ask if they needed parts or, you know, about their so I had learned all about manufacturing by selling to people who worked in manufacturing. It wasn't just the parts. It was then I had to learn all about the processes of that company. And what I started to figure out over time was that most people in one department have no idea what someone in another department does, and they don't understand the impact. So I worked for this company that sold parts that frequently we were already the most expensive because we carried every part on the planet. So every kind of company out there needed us either for their maintenance and repair organizations, they needed us for the research and development departments, and sometimes for the actual, you know, production. But when an emergency came and a machine would go down and it was costing a business millions of dollars a day, suddenly they found out that their accounting department, which didn't pay our bills on time, affected their ability to get their manufacturing back up and running. And so I started creating processes, realizing I needed to touch base with each of these departments over time to actually get the best working relationship with every one of those. And that's done very well for me in my career because I would talk to engineers and they'd be like, well, I don't care about those people. I'm like, no, you're going to care.
And those are
the kind of
aha moments that our students have. It's just the mm-hmm. interdependency
yeah.
of all these seemingly separate parts.
Yeah, a business is like a body.
Yes, absolutely.
You know? you don't get the food in your face without something to get it there.
right. You know? Absolutely. And so, you know, again, the students kind of get that after, mm-hmm. you know, going through this. They kind of understand how they all really have to come together as a team. Like I mentioned, they mm-hmm. don't know each other, but by the end of the week, you have this very cohesive unit. And for them, that's the reward
yeah.
that they have.
That's a great learning experience. Yeah, yeah it
awesome.
Is. And it's at a very high level,
yes.
frankly.
Yes.
Herman, if someone wants more information, what's mm-hmm. the best place to contact you?
Yeah. Again, our website would be very easy to go to, wbw.org. Mm-hmm. Always willing to take phone calls as well, 253-815-6900.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Herman, thank you so much for being on our show today. We really appreciate it.
We learned a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank
and
you
thank
both.
You to our listeners for joining us at Open House at Team Reba. Join us every Tuesday at 3 o'clock for more on real estate and finance and great guests like Herman. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.